Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
The story of Lantern for this episode is the lark and her young ones. A lark made her nest in a field of young wheat. As the days passed, the wheat stalk grew tall and the young birds too grew in strength. Then one day, when the ripe golden grain waved in the breeze, the farmer and his son came into the field. "This wheat is now ready for reaping," said the farmer. "We must call in our neighbors and friends to help us harvest it." The young larks in their nest close by were much frightened, for they knew they would in great danger if they did not leave the nest before the reapers came. When the mother lark returned with food for them, they told her what they had heard. "Do not be frightened, children," said the mother lark. If the farmer said he would call in his neighbors and friends to help him do his work, this wheat will not be reaped for a while yet. A few days later, the wheat was so ripe that when the wind shook the stalk, a hail of wheat grains came rustling down on the young lark's heads. "If this wheat is not harvested at once," said the farmer, "we shall lose half the crop. We cannot wait any longer for help from our neighbors. Tomorrow we must set to work ourselves." When the young larks told their mother that they had heard that day, she said, "Then we must be off at once. When a man decides to do his own work and not depend on anyone else, then you may be sure there will be no more delay." There was much fluttering and trying out of wings that afternoon and at sunrise next day. When the farmer and his son cut down the grain, they found an empty nest. Self-help is the best help.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of the program Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Musavi, and in this episode, we are going to talk and elaborate on managing the problems on one's own with no help of others. Well, one of the most significant themes in this story is to believe in yourself and your own abilities. For even if you're not much competent in that ability, your endeavor would compensate for those shortcomings. Such a subject has been raised even in our holy religion, and our infallible imams, alayhim assalam, have frequently encouraged Muslims to have diligence and enjoy its positive results. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi educated the Ummah in different ways on how to be diligent. For instance, he urged Muslims to earn a living and provide from their own work, saying, ما أكل أحد طعاما قط خيرا من أن يأكل من عمل يده وإن نبي الله داود صلى الله عليه كان يأكل من عمل يده. Well, it means that nobody has ever eaten a meal better than that which he has earned from working with his own hands. And the Prophet of Allah, Dawood, peace be upon him, would eat from the work of his own hands. So you can see that in this narrative, Muslims are encouraged to have perseverance and provide their sustenance through their own efforts. If we have a profound reading of this story, we would come to a subtle lesson about the obscenity of encumbering others to do your own job. Well, in this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the worst of your brothers is the one who puts burden on you. Of course, no people appeared in the story to help the farmer, But even asking for others' help isn't much approved in Islam, unless they are more competent, wise, or capable than you, or if the situation requires so, you know. But we saw that the farmer in the story was in no urgent need for others' help. Well, let's have a break and soon we will be back.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Okay, welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to Lantern. Up until now, we talked about believing in one's own abilities and the prohibition of encumbering others. And we set some narratives and stories in that regard. Well, another point that is about endeavor and not leaning on others is that in case one does so and puts all his or her own effort for one purpose, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistant would appear. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi assured people of the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he further increases the high motivation of people according to the sublimity of their ambition. Well, in that regard, he says that help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the servant according to his or her diligence. There is a great lesson for us in this narrative, and it is that when you seek for God's servants' help, they might come to you and give a hand in what you are doing, but it is far better if you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise and ask his help before commencing every type of action. Well, the time for this episode is up. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
The Quran in one surah called Surah Ash-Shams, the chapter about the sun, speaks about the soul and says, "Qad aflaha man zakkaha wa qad khaba man dassaha." The one who purifies the soul is successful, and the one who harms the soul or ruins the soul is himself ruined. And in another chapter of the Quran, we are told that God has equipped us with all of the faculties. This is Suratul Balad, the chapter of the city, where it says, "Alam naj'al lahu aynayn," didn't we give him two eyes, "wa lisanan wa shafatayn," and a tongue and two lips. So then, with all of these faculties, now the Quran asks, why doesn't this person ascend? And then the question is asked rhetorically, then what is this ascension that we're talking about? And the answer is, it is the freeing of a slave or feeding a poor person, and so on. So this here is speaking to the good actions that a person could do, and by doing such good actions, one is actually ascending in degrees in the sight of God. The Quran praises knowledge and the acquisition of knowledge. And nowadays we think very commonly of taking that extra night course or something like this, advancing your degree, getting more accreditation, and so on. Well, the Quran speaks very highly of knowledge, and we would prize religious knowledge over other types of knowledge, but every bit of knowledge and all kinds of knowledge are prized in the Quran. And the Quran speaks about those who are knowers, and that's the same word that we use for scientists today, alim. And the Quran says that those are the people who truly know God, and those are the people who truly understand God.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.